Well, Chef Eric, your flowers are blooming on the egg.
Yeah, so just to finish
that
off. Yeah, it's very nice, yeah. So we put the cream cheese, we put the strip of sugar, we lay down our strips just sort of with the arches of the apple pointing out. You want a good probably quarter or third of the apple slice really on the pastry part. So just about one third of it is what's peeking out over the top. And then you put a little more sugar and cinnamon on top of the apples. You fold over that pastry strip. And so it should be about an inch and a half. It's about 3-inch strip total. Mm-hmm. So it'll fold over, and you'll have the apple rounds slices sticking out of the edge about a quarter inch.
Yeah, I was going to say a quarter.
And then once you fold over that the pastry, then you roll it up.
Away from you.
Yeah, away from you. It'll look like a rose at that point. And then sort of pinch the pastry dough at the end to seal it. And then you can sort of smooth it back down again and drop it into a muffin tin. We've got it out on the egg at 400 for...
400?
Yeah.
Really?
For about 40 minutes.
So, wow. Yeah. I would have still thought, you know, anytime anybody says, what do you put the temperature on the egg at?
350.
350, right. No, we're actually doing things at 375 today, at 425.
You are just on the cutting edge of screwing up everybody's egging.
Everyone's, absolutely. So, all right, so that's out on the egg. Let's get started on our next recipe. I'm going to start with the tamale. And the tamale we're using, first of all, we've got to create our cornbread because this is going to be a tamale pie. So the cornbread is going to be mixed with what else? My favorite mix, what is it?
Jiffy.
Jiffy, exactly. And that should be everyone's favorite mix. It's the best cornbread mix.
Now, wait a minute. There might be other people that disagree with you.
No, I don't think so.
Of course.
And if they do...
They're wrong. Come on, let's admit it. If they don't get it... And that laugh, my friends, for those of you who have been with the show the 15 years and the last 6 years that Chef Eric has been with, you recognize that laugh of course.
That's absolutely right. So anyway, now I'm sure someone's grandmother's cornbread recipe is better. So I'm not judging any grandmothers here.
And you can get some really
great... Or grandfathers, for that matter.
Yeah, great stone ground that is very unique very flavorful. And the fresh stone ground is hard to beat, period. But that's hard to find and expensive when you do. So this is a great, great... I always use Jiffy.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so now we're going to take a small can of green chilies.
Ooh.
And...
I'm going to go out and look at the flowers on the egg.
Okay, now, don't mess them up. So we're taking them, basically a typical 4.5-ounce can of diced green chilies, and these happen to be Hatch chilies, and pour out the liquid just a little bit there and drop in the chili dices. Then we're going to take a spatula, and we want to fold these in to the mix. We don't want to overwork the mix. So I'm going to take the same spatula I used to spread the cream cheese on the apple cream cheese roses. And we're just going to fold these in gently into the rest of the mixture here. And get full coverage. Make sure you get all the edges, get all that stuff in. Okay, so that's well incorporated. Now we're going to take some fire-roasted corn. You can also use, if you prefer, cream corn in this as well. Gives it sort of a different dimension. But in this case, I wanted the fire-roasted one. I wanted to sort of offset some of the other flavors. So we're using the fire-roasted Del Monte whole kernel corn. And we're going to drop that in as well.
You know, I have a deep appreciation for Del Monte.
Why is that?
Because... up in DeKalb, Illinois, which you're very familiar with, they have some of the biggest fields for corn, tomato, and green beans in the country are right there in DeKalb County.
Really?
They have a huge processing plant there, and a lot of us worked for Del Monte. Now, I worked for DeKalb Ag, but all my buddies worked for Del Monte, detasseling corn, doing all kinds of stuff. So the stuff that comes out of Del Monte is usually really good in veg.
Excellent. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our... cornbread mix. So again, we have the diced Hatch green chilies. We've got the fire-roasted corn. I've got a skillet, a 10-inch cast iron skillet that I'm going to drop all this in. And Make sure that's all well incorporated before you put it in there. So we've got the chilies, the fire-roasted corn, and the Jiffy mix. And the Jiffy mix is just in accordance with...
Look at Luch's hair.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that? What was that little, on the Bugs Bunny cartoons, the little pygmy guy? He had the little spike of hair
right.
up. It looks just like him.
Yeah, not the Roadrunner. We're going to take this and put it out on the egg at 400 for about, you follow the directions. It should be about 20 minutes. I'm going to say a little bit less than 20 minutes. But basically, you want a toothpick to be inserted and be able to be removed cleanly. So, again, we're cooking this right in that 10-inch skillet. And the reason for that is we're going to build the rest of our tamale pie on top of this. So I'm going to set this aside, and we'll put that in the
now, I have a question.
Egg on the break. Yeah.
Inevitably, I would. I went out there to take a picture of your roses on the egg.
Yes.
And there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 6 eggs.
Yes.
At least seven that were lit.
Right.
So I go to the first one, I open it. The one closest, it's empty. Go to the second one, I lift it up, it's got wings. Third one, I lift it up, it's empty. Fourth one, empty. Fifth one, empty. Sixth one, empty.
Uh-huh.
All at 400 degrees.
Yes.
And I open up the seventh one, I'm like, where did he put them? All the way at the end.
Is it the exact temperature that I wanted?
But they were all at about the same temperature,
give or take. About the same temperature.
Oh, please.
I've got some that are a little higher, a little lower, depending on the application of what we're doing.
Get a DigiCube, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, that is true, and you can get that. Right here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Absolutely.
Hey, have you had a chance to work with the new implements?
Yes, I have, actually.
Aren't those amazing? Now, I've had the other ones that come from here. They're good, but let me tell you something. Those stainless steel, big grill tools, I'm telling you, my friends, for Mother's Day, Father's Day, what an awesome gift. I mean, these things have heft. They're ergonomically right. They've got length. I mean, they've got everything you could possibly want. The actual end of the hamburger flipper.
Yep.
I mean, that thing is big.
Yeah.
You can flip a lot more stuff with it, and it's a little deeper, so you can get 2 burgers off the grill at one time instead of 1.
Right.
I mean, I was having fun with it, and I accidentally left it out. Next day, it came out of stainless steel, wiped it off, ready to rock.
Well, you know, I went out to my Big Green Egg to use it the other day, and... I couldn't open it, so I've got a problem with my hinges. I'm going to have to get some replacement ring for it. But I did have my mini egg, and I had rehabbed my mini egg totally, so all the insides were new. Now, this mini egg, this is not one of the...
Not the mini max.
Not a mini
this
max.
Is small.
This is the old small mini egg. Actually, 2 full skirt steaks on it, and made skirt steaks on it, and then did 2 nice fillets of sockeye salmon. And let me tell you something, it was just unbelievable. It was just like being on a big green egg. Yeah, I mean, I've got an XL, so I'm sort of just typical.
You just couldn't help
that.
But say that, could you?
Well,
you couldn't just say I have a big green egg. I have an XL.
Well, no, I mean, because a lot of people think, if I get one, I have to have the XL. Let me tell you, you can get the mini max. And be really happy.
For a family of 2 or 3, the Mini Max will give you all you need.
Yeah, because it's delivering the same benefits, you know?
Well, and another thing, too, is that I constantly have people come up to me at the cigar shop or wherever I'm at, and they'll say, hey, man, Mother's Day, Father's Day, is there something I can do, especially with the egg? Because people, I mean, we've converted at least a dozen people at Cutters to eggs.
Oh, just to Cutters, yeah.
Yeah, just to Cutters. And so they're coming up saying, well, if I want to get my wife, I said, dude, don't worry about flowers. Don't worry about candy. Don't worry about that stuff. Get yourself something nice from the Big Green Egg. And I say Mother's Day because there's a lot of women. One of the great chefs that I know on the Big Green Egg is Ginny Youngblood. I mean, Ginny Youngblood rocks on the... I mean...
She makes a heck of a pomatini. Yeah,
but I mean, for those that drink, because I don't. But I'm telling you, Chef Eric, That is the perfect, those tools are the best tools I've ever worked with in the grilling industry up till now.
Yeah, you know, there's great heft to them.
Yes.
The silicone tips. It comes with an extra, the pastry brush comes with an extra pastry brush.
And it's reasonable.
Fitting. Very reasonable.
Very reasonable. I mean, so if you're looking for the holidays, that's the way to go. And now's the time. Why not buy them now so you don't have to rush?
I agree.
Well, Chef Eric is stirring away. He is stirring the crusties off the bottom.
This is my 1 pound of Italian ground beef that we're browning off.
All about food, all about fun, all about celebrating the good life. What better place to celebrate than Le Cordon Green, baby? It is the big green egg culinary center. After Le Cordon Bleu folded, it was because Le Cordon Green took command.